News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
If you were listening to the show a little bit earlier on, you will have heard Professor Scott Lucas analysing Hillary Clinton's appearance before Congress. That, of course, was yesterday. Today, her husband, former President Bill Clinton, will be testifying in front of the same congressional committee. And the big difference between them is that Hillary Clinton was in a position where she could say, Jeffrey Epstein, I barely knew him. Her husband doesn't have the same capacity. With us is David Smith, The Guardian's Washington Bureau Chief. It is well known, David, that Epstein and Bill Clinton had a very amicable relationship, had a friendship, spent a lot of time together. Is this going to be deeply problematic for him when he gives evidence today?
I don't know about deeply, but he will certainly have some questions to answer because, yes, Bill Clinton travelled aboard Jeffrey Epstein's plane at least four times, trips for the Clinton Foundation, and you know, Epstein was a donor to the Clinton Global Initiative, and Bill Clinton's name features frequently throughout the released Epstein files, and there are multiple photos of him. And just listening to members of Congress who were questioning Hillary Clinton on Thursday, when they talk about what's coming up with Bill, there is a shift in tone. You can tell that this is on a more serious level, because whereas Hillary could say, you know, she never went to his homes or offices or never knew Epstein, clearly there was that relationship with between Bill Clinton and Epstein, and that has caused tremendous damage for other notable figures in the U.S. For the, you know, that who were tied to Epstein. Some have been forced to resign from their jobs. And so, yes, Bill Clinton will be under quite intense scrutiny.
His tactics in respect of that scrutiny. One of the things that Hillary Clinton did was both in her statement and in her evidence, she engaged in a fair degree of whataboutery. So she talked about Donald Trump's ties to Epstein. She talked about Howard Lutnick's visits to the island. She talked about Republican failures in terms of combating sex trafficking. Is that your expectation of what Bill will do as well?
I think so. Remember, the Clintons have been playing this game for decades. And Hillary Clinton, of course, memorably testified at the Benghazi hearings a while ago. Bill Clinton, also a former lawyer and a former president for 8 years. And I think they do sense an opportunity here to turn the tables on Donald Trump. And that is why the Clintons actually requested that these hearings be open to the public and broadcast live on television. And that request was denied, although we do expect to see video footage. But yeah, Hillary Clinton was quite explicit in her statement that there should be some kind of trafficking committee, and that should investigate Donald Trump, who is named more than anyone in these files. And I would expect Bill Clinton to do the same thing and actually try and you know, make political capital out of this and shine a light on Trump and basically make the argument that if a former president is willing to testify in this way, why should the current president not do the same?
Now, I suppose the one major challenge for him, David, is that while the Clintons will argue, just inferring into what Hillary has already said, that Bill Clinton's contact predated the criminal prosecution of Jeffrey Epstein and that therefore should be treated as a Rubicon. How does he answer the question of knowing this man and it being evident what type of man this was and yet still being willing to have him as a friend?
Yes, that certainly is a good question. I assume Clinton will deny any significant knowledge of what Jeffrey Epstein was doing, even though there's evidence that others knew about it relatively early. It's going to be a challenge for him. I think that said, even the Republicans on this committee, even people who have spent years hunting the Clintons for one reason or another, are not alleging a crime or alleging wrongdoing on Bill Clinton's part. That's not what this is about. So, you know, he might have some troubling moments, and we'll see if he can avoid any particular gaffes. But He's not, under scrutiny for actual crimes here.
David, thank you very much. David Smith, The Guardian's Washington Bureau Chief there.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.